Hi, this is Dina with Family First.
Hi, this is Kim Mullins calling back. Cassandra, she found her Social Security number.
Oh, good. Her, great. Her card?
Right.
Okay.
So is so if she wanted to know, could she do her application over the phone? But is it Freedom Care Agency Home Care?
No, the agency is called Family First Care.
Oh, but where did I get that from?
What did you say?
Where did I get this family? I don't have family.
Sometimes on Google, when you search one, the other one comes up as a promotion. I don't know. That's what I've been told.
Okay, so it's family.
Home family care. First. Okay.
Oh, family first. Yeah,
yes.
I ain't had that at all. Family first home care. Nope.
Yes.
Family
wait,
first.
While I have you on the phone, I haven't heard from Lakeisha. Okay.
Go ahead.
Is Lakeisha still interested in signing up?
Yeah, all of them. Why didn't she call it?
She's not responding to our messages. So if you can just let her know that, you know, she's got to sign up and fill out her paperwork if we want to pay her once we receive the authorization.
When? Okay, so you're still waiting on Nicole.
So regarding the authorization, I spoke with the service coordinator from the insurance.
Nicole.
Yeah. Spoke with Nicole. She said that the authorization will be in for Monday, not Wednesday. So in a week from
Monday
today.
For like next Monday?
Yes.
Oh, so they don't get paid from y'all yet?
No, not yet. Not until Monday. So they have until Monday to send everything in.
Okay, give me that number that they should be calling for the application.
I'll give you the number.
The
let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, 267-551-7422.
Okay. Now, what is their pay rate? Because remember, they was getting $16.50 from the other agency. Y'all said y'all can match.
So, do you know if they're all getting 40 hours or over?
Well, my granddaughter does it. My granddaughter is different. She does it, y'all too. She don't want to get $10 10 hours a day.
She works
right
10 hours a day. What's her name? Which one is that?
That's Mariah Walker.
Mariah, okay. So Mariah's working 10 hours a day, and the rest of them are working under 40 hours.
Right.
Okay. So
but
under
I was
40 hours.
16.50.
Yeah, so under 40 hours, I'm going to try to get that approved. Mariah's going to get a little bit less because she's getting lots of overtime pay. So it'll average out to more than $16.50 per hour.
Okay, yeah, because It's deep. I'm moving from place to place, but she with me all day. Where so before it wasn't like that. And, you know, once I found out that I'm a diabetic and got to go for this, you know, dialysis and all that. And then, you know, I'm still having a hard time getting up the steps because that's the pulmonary where my, got that, the lung. I haven't been able to get rehab for that yet.
Oh,
but
I see.
Yeah, my ride is like basically, is embarrassing, like really, really helping me, like I'm some damn old lady.
Oh, yeah. And she's working for Karima as well for the 10 hours?
No, she never
just
was.
You?
She worked for me. Yeah.
For you. Are you on the waiver program?
What's that? She was under, she's been under, always under, but it was like different service coordinator.
Have you been under? Are you approved for the services?
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. My granddaughter was under all the agencies. She just got a different service coordinator.
Oh, I see. So can I have your date of birth? I want to pull you up on Medicaid.
Okay, 824-59.
824-59.
59.
And you're with
59.
Houston?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, let me see what they have for you here. Kim Mullins.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. And my home care worker is Mariah Walker.
Okay. I don't see you pulled up here. Do you want to, should we add Nicole to the line and then she can give us the information?
No, Nicole is somebody different. We got a different service coordinator.
Oh,
her name is Asia, right. But Karina, Mariah was always still under.
Oh, I see her
like,
now.
Daily.
Oh, I pulled you up. I see you.
Okay.
Asia Rivera, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And how many hours are you approved for?
She's been approved 10, but she's going to get more than that when we when she come out for the, you know, the visit. Remember?
Uh-huh.
I just, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to call Asia and let her know, do you want her to work for you the same day, the Monday, the 23rd? You want her to start then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll give Asia a call and I'll let her know. And this is for you. So we'll make you a separate file and we'll put Mariah under you. Okay?
Right. Because Mariah was even different with the daily. Her hours was, of course, like you said, she was getting 10 hours. But, like,
mm-hmm.
on the weekend, she was supposed to get more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I see. So 10 hours, weekends more. So she can work up to 16 hours a day if it's approved.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Okay. All right. So I'll speak with the service coordinator. I'll see what's approved as of now. And
as of now.
As of now. It's 10 as of now. Okay.
Right.
And if it changes, then that's fine. We'll go with it. Okay.
So with Mariah, it would be 16:50 because she's over?
It would be
40.
So because she's over the 40, any hours worked over 40 is pay time and a half. So the rate ends up getting lower, but when you average it out, it ends up to be more than 16:50. So let's say for the 70 hours a week.
Right.
She'd, with a rate of 14, we can try to get approved, and an overtime rate of $21 an hour. So
no, let's go with what she got right now. She got the 10 hours, and you said 70. How much would she be getting?
So she'd be getting 14 per hour as a base rate and $21 per hour as an overtime rate.
Right.
So that would even out to over $16.50 an hour.
$16.50?
It would be more than that. Let me calculate exactly.
Okay. Who is that, Debbie?
Okay.
She better. No, we want to rush back in. I still gotta go back out.
All right, it would even out to $17 per hour.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she only gets 50 cents more than the rest of them?
So no, 50 cents more, yeah. Mhm.
No, that ain't gonna work. My granddaughter, you know, it's different. They're getting $16.50, and she's getting $17, and then on the weekend, she's getting what?
But she'd be paid a lot more than them because she'd be working all those extra hours.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you said $17 an hour, but they get $16.50. That's a dollar more.
Yeah, 50 cents more. She'd be making weekly $1,190 before taxes.
I know, but you remember she's on a young one, and they're killing her because she's only 19.
Uh-huh, but that's the best we can do.
And on the weekends, it's 20.
So,
for 10 hours, is that?
So the first 40 hours is $14. The remaining 30 hours is $21.
Okay,
and it evens
wait a minute.
Out to 17
wait a minute, wait a minute,
an hour.
You had,
okay.
Oh, 17. Even on the weekend?
Yeah, the whole week in entirety evens out to $17 per hour. That's with the two blended rates.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So on a weekend is 17, and on a weekend is 17.
On the weekend, it's 21. Weekdays, it's 14. But together, the both of them combined, it'll be 17 an hour.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's still 17.
Yes.
Okay. And if, not if, we're going to go on. I know she should get a few more because it's a little more extraneous with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't walk, really can't walk. So that is what I go through with the service coordinator.
Yes, the service coordinator would do a reassessment and let you know if you're approved. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm
going to
call her right now, okay?
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.